Well, we're at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, and our friend Sal Palantonio has generously stopped to chat with us about what's going on. Now, Sal is like the Anthony Barr of ESPN because he can host NFL Insiders or the film show with Jaws, NFL Matchup, right? So you can host. He goes to stadiums and reports on the field, so you can do that. And now you're going to analyze football with us right here. You're a versatile guy for ESPN.
Well, the more you can do, That's the more you can do. I would just like to thank the city of Minneapolis for almost freezing me to death in the playoff game. Literally took, you know, and I've been in some pretty cold weather. That was cold. Yeah. Being out there at 5 o'clock in the morning for those live shots was rough.
Yeah. Now, but not too rough for you. I mean, you're a Philadelphia guy. I mean, you've been through things like that. I mean, in 2010, we were in Philadelphia for like 5 days because of that snowstorm you guys had. We played the Eagles, and we wound up playing on a Tuesday night. So, I mean, Philadelphia gets that stuff, too.
It does, but that was the kind of cold that you remember. Really, you know, I was pretty decked out. I went out to L.L. Bean and bought a new parka and new ski gloves, had the hand warmers and the feet warmers, and I was fine up until my hands started to go, and then it took a long time for them to come back.
Now, you're wearing a parka. I can't really talk because I was up in the press box where it's heated, but now Bud Grant was out there in a short-sleeve shirt.
That's sick. I saw him.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But only he could pull that off.
Yep. And he did it, and he looked cool doing it.
He did look cool. Much cooler than me, for sure.
What did you like about the 2015 Vikings?
Identity. I thought the team got an identity. And I think that identity is now solidified. It's a team with a coach and a quarterback and a running back and a purpose. And they're all on the same page. And they're going to be really difficult to compete with, I think, the next 2 to 3 years.
Now, Rick Spielman, Mike Zimmer, they're going to take the best players available when they're on the clock. But if you look at where can the Vikings use some help via the draft or free agency, what are you seeing to make the 2016 Vikings a little bit better than the 2015 Vikings?
Well, I think to begin with, I think they need more explosion on offense so that people lay off Peterson. I think that's very important. But I think if Zimmer wants to play the kind of defense that he wants to play, he's going to need to really do more things in the secondary so that, you know, he can come after the quarterback because that's what he wants to do. So I figure they're going to go defense first more than anything else. And it is the best player available draft in the Minnesota Vikings. We can sit here all day and analyze players, and, you know, we're just beginning to understand who's here and who's real and who's not, and where guys are going to slide, and that's why coaches and general managers and scouts are here. But they need to continue to build through the best player available. Can't miss.
Do you like coming to Indianapolis for the combine? You like being here and doing all the different things you do?
I do, yeah. I like coming here because it gives you a chance to really interact with coaches and GMs on a one-on-one level at the beginning of the year, and it kind of sets the tone for the season. You know, they see you here. They know you're serious about your work. But they also know, hey, you know, we can grab a beer in the lobby of the JW Marriott and kind of hang out and just talk football or whatever, and you're a real human being. I've covered a lot of the NFL in 25 years. Mike Zimmer is one of the top three people I've ever met in the NFL. And so to be able to just sort of hang out with him and talk with him is special.
Well, you're one of our favorites, too. Thank you for the time.
Okay, thank you.
Sal Palantonio, catch his work on ESPN. Catch the rest of our coverage from the Combine all week right here on Vikings.com.